Title: Swing an Amen Style Top Loop for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and ragolining drum and bass skills you can learn early. Getting that Amen Style Top Loop to shuffle with real old school rave pressure. And here's the big idea up front. It's not just the samples, it's how the tops move. That little push-pull, the way the hats skip, the way the ghosts imply momentum. When it's right, it feels like the beat is running downhill, but the kick and snare are still locked like concrete. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2-bar Amen style top loop sitting nicely over a 174 BPM drum and bass beat, with groove you can control, and a simple stock Ableton chain that keeps it crisp, but slightly dirty, in a good way. Let's build it together. First, set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern jungle and DNB, and it still translates to that classic rave feeling. Now make 3 tracks. Track 1 is your main drums, kick and snare. This is your anchor. Track 2 is an audio track called Amen Tops. This is the track we're going to swing. Track 3 can be bass, optional, just for context. Quick teacher note. Swing works best when your kick and snare are steady. If everything is swinging, the whole kit can feel drunk, so we'll let the tops dance, while the main drums stay in charge. Now we need a top loop. Option A is the fastest and most authentic. Grab an Amen break, and turn it into tops only. Drag an Amen break sample onto the Amen Tops audio track, and double-click the clip, so you're looking at it in clip view. Then drop an EQ8 on the Amen Tops track. Turn on a high-pass filter somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Move that cutoff until the kick and most of the snare body disappear, and you're mostly hearing hats, air, and that ghostly snare texture. You're not trying to make it pretty yet. You're isolating the vibe without stealing weight from your main drums. Option B is using a hat or shaker loop. That can work great too, especially if it already has micro timing. But the Amen Tops trick is a classic because it brings instant grit and history. Next step is warping. And this is where beginners either win or lose. Click warp on in the clip. We want the loop to be stable before we apply groove, because groove on top of bad warp is just chaos. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with 1/16. That usually keeps hats tight. If it sounds choppy, try 1/8. If you hear clicks or weird artifacts, don't panic. Try a different preserve value first. If it still sounds unnatural, you can try complex mode, which can be smoother, but it may smear transients. For tops, that smear can dull the energy, so I like to solve it in beats mode first. Now do a quick reality check. Loop the clip and play it against a simple kick and snare pattern. If the tops drift, or it feels like they're randomly flaming against the grid, fix the warp markers now. Especially check the start of bar 1 and bar 3 if you're looping 2 bars. The goal is tight and repeatable. Now we set the phrase length. Turn loop on and make it 2 bars long. 2-bar phrasing is classic for this style, and it gives enough movement to feel alive without being messy. If the sample is longer, highlight a section that feels good and press Ctrl or Command plus L to loop the selection. Try to choose a section where the loop already has a bit of natural push and pull. We're going to enhance that, not fight it. Before we add swing, one extra coach move. Find the anchor of the loop. Solo the Amen Tops for a second and listen for what feels like the real downbeat. Often there's a slightly louder hat or a snare splash transient that announces the bar. Set your start marker there. This is subtle, but it's huge. If your start point is wrong, you'll keep applying groove and wondering why it never feels right. Now, the swing. This is the old school way in Ableton. The groove pool. Open the groove pool. In Live, it's that little wave icon area, usually toward the bottom left. In the grooves library, search for MPC grooves, swing 16, and if you have it, SP 1200 style grooves. For a starting point, MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62 is a great range. It's that classic shuffle that says rave without turning into a stumble. Drag a groove onto your Amen Tops clip. Now click the groove in the groove pool and let's tweak. Set timing to around 55% to start. You can go anywhere from about 40 to 70, but 55 is a great beginner starting point. Set random to about 4%. That's enough to feel human without sounding messy. Set velocity to about 10% if the loop feels too flat. And set quantize to 0% to start. For old school feel, 0 quantize often wins because you're preserving the loop's natural attitude. If it gets too loose, bring quantize up gently to 10 or 20% just to keep it from falling apart. Now do an /B test. There's a little power button on the groove. Toggle it on and off while your kick and snare are playing. If it makes you nod harder, you're in the zone. If it makes the drop feel weaker, your timing is probably too high or Quantize is forcing it in a weird way. Extra coach trick, treat groove amount like a macro. In clip view, you'll see a groove amount control. Once your groove settings are good, use groove amount as your more rave, less drunk knob. It's the fastest way to fine-tune without reprogramming the groove itself. When it feels right, commit it. Right-click the clip and choose Commit Groove. Now the timing and velocity changes are printed into the clip. This is great because now you can edit and slice with confidence. And here's the move. After committing, don't throw away the vibe just because one hit is annoying. Zoom in and find the worst offender, usually a loud open hat or a snare ghost transient that consistently rubs your main snare. Micro nudge just 1 to 3 transients. Literally, tiny adjustments. That way you keep the shuffle, but remove the clash. Now let's make the tops behave with your main snare. Bring your main snare in strong on 2 and 4. That's your authority. If the top loop has snare-ish transients fighting it, use EQ8 and notch a bit around 2 to 4 kHz where the crack lives. Or use a gate lightly to reduce loud mid-hits, but be gentle, too much gate makes it sound chopped and unnatural. A quick clean fix is also auto-filter high-pass with a touch of resonance. It keeps the loop airy and stops it arguing with the snare. Now we'll do a simple stock processing chain for pressure. On the Amen Tops track, build this chain. First, EQ8. High pass around 350 to 700 Hz. Pick the spot where it's clearly out of the way of your main drums and bass. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz, but only if needed. Don't automatically remove all the air. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Turn boom off because these are tops. Use damp if it gets fizzy, and pay attention to transients. If warping made the hats too soft, raise transients slightly. If they're poking your ear, lower transients a bit. Drum bus is basically your stock transient shaper if you use it that way. Third, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where the old school urgency starts to show up. Keep it controlled. We want grit, not a white noise hat. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to make it feel like one thing instead of a pasted loop. Fifth, utility. Set width around 80 to 110%. Be careful going too wide, because wide hats can smear the center and make the snare feel smaller. Then level match your output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Now, a couple pro-style extras you can do even as a beginner. If you want darker, heavier control, put an auto-filter low-pass very gently around 12 to 16 kHz. That removes cheap fizz while keeping bite in the mids. If the snare isn't punching through, add a compressor on the Amen Tops, sidechain it from the snare, and do a tiny 1 to 2 dB dip. Ratio 2 to 1, fast attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release somewhere like 50 to 120 milliseconds. You won't really hear it, but you'll feel the snare step forward. And if warping made the hats sound facey or papery, try changing beats preserve between 1/16th, 1/12th, and 1/8th. That setting can completely change the tone. Another great trick is duplicating the loop. One clip warp tight for timing, another set a little looser for texture, and blend them. Now let's give it movement with arrangement, because old school pressure is not a static loop. Think in 8 and 16 bar energy blocks. Here's an easy 16 bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, keep it normal. Bars 9 to 16, automate an auto filter cutoff to open slightly, especially into the last bar. That creates lift without changing the rhythm. At bar 16, do a half bar echo throw. Use echo, set it to ping pong if you like, timing at 1/8 or 1/16th, and low cut around 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy things. The key is, throw it on a single moment, not the entire loop. Think dub technique. One answer hit gets the effect. The groove stays clean. Try one negative space moment too. Once per 16 bars, mute the tops for a quarter to a half bar right before a drop or fill. Keep the kick and snare going. When the hats come back, it feels twice as hype. If you want an advanced but still doable variation trick, use the two groove method. Duplicate your two bar top loop into two clips. Clip A is lighter swing, lower timing and random. Clip B is heavier swing, higher timing and maybe slightly more velocity. Use clip A for bars 1 through 7, then switch to clip B for bar 8. That creates a push into the turn feeling that screams jungle without adding new samples. And one more tasteful trick. After you commit groove, find a couple of quiet ghost hits and raise only those with clip gain envelopes. You're basically making an accent map. Even 2 to 4 dB on just a couple of ticks can make the swing feel intentional, like a drummer making choices. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can diagnose fast. If the loop flams and drifts, it's warp. Fix warping before groove. Check bar starts. If it sounds late and the drop feels weak, you use too much swing. Pull timing back to 45 to 55 and keep the kick and snare straight. If everything feels wobbly, you swung everything. Only swing tops and ghosts. If it's hissy and painful, you're oversaturating. Back off drive or dip a little around 8 to 12 kHz. You can even de-des hats using multiband dynamics by compressing the high band only when peaks hit. And if it gets boring after 16 bars, it needs variation, filters, throws, and a few plan changes. Now a quick mini practice to lock this in.